Excuse me, ma'am, but there's a line. You'll have to wait your turn.
I'm Eleanor Kingsbury.
Eleanor Kingsbury, as in the Nantucket Kingsburys? Oh, my.
I'd like to charter a plane. May I speak to whomever is in charge?
Oh, yes, that would be, it's on the tip of my tongue. They're brothers.
May I see them?
Yes, ma'am. Right this way, ma'am. They're right in here. Oh, Hackett! That's it! Joe and Brian Hackett! Oh, I'm sure you'll be very impressed with them. Brian, Joe, this is Eleanor Kingsbury.
Eleanor Kingsbury! Faye, a little help here.
Joe, Mrs. Kingsbury is interested in chartering a plane. I'll be leaving now if it's all right.
Miss Kingsbury, it's an honor to meet you. We grew up on the island, so we've heard the Kingsbury name all our lives.
I'm sure you have.
Hello? Blacking out here.
excuse me. I guess you're probably wondering why we're hanging from this thing. Well, you know how sometimes you're lying in bed at night, you're watching an infomercial, and you say to yourself, hey, Harvey Korman really seems to be enjoying that.
Mr. Hackett, the charter.
Yes, right. How can we help you?
My father, Harrison Kingsbury, passed away last night. I want you to fly down to Miami, pick up his body, and bring it back to Nantucket for the memorial service. I'll need you to leave right away.
Well, that could be a little bit of a problem.
We have scheduled flights and a lot of valued customers who depend on us.
Yeah. Faye? Cancel all flights.
If anybody says anything, call security.
My father's body is being prepared. It'll be waiting for you at Miami Airport. You'll fly back tomorrow morning. Your overnight accommodations will be arranged.
Thank you. And on behalf of Sandpiper, we'd like to express our deepest sympathy.
Yes, please accept our condolences.
Thank you.
Miami. Oh, yeah, Miami.
Chapel, what are you trying to do? Kill me with this chili? My mouth's on fire.
Oh, Roy, it's the same chili you had for breakfast.
No, it isn't. This stuff is lethal.
I haven't had any other complaints.
Oh, yeah? Well, here, wait. Hey, lady. I want you to try a snout full of this. See if it doesn't set your nose hairs on fire. Go on.
Excuse me?
You know, you look familiar. Who are you, Toots?
I'm Eleanor Kingsbury.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Eleanor Kingsbury.
Yeah. So what'd she want the charter for?
Get this. Harrison Kingsbury is dead.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Yeah, she hired us to go down to Miami and pick up the body.
Wow. Harrison Kingsbury's gone.
I don't believe it. And Kingsbury was an institution on this island. I had my first kiss on Kingsbury Point.
Lost my virginity on Kingsbury Point.
I lost my virginity on Kingsbury's couch. His niece was my prom date. A great prom date.
Oh, Antonio, did you hear the news? Harrison Kingsbury is dead.
That rat bastard. I hate that man. I once spent a whole day driving him from one appointment to the next. He did nothing but abuse me, made me feel like a piece of dirt.
Oh, come on, Antonio. You're a little oversensitive about this.
No, he would say, hey, piece of dirt, take a left at the right. Then, after all that, I drove him home, and he skipped out on me. No tip, no fare, no nothing. So great. Now the old geezer's dead, and I'll never collect my money.
Excuse me, I need a cab.
Okay, but it's gonna be cash up front, buddy.
Oh my head.
Relax, Joey. We'll be home in a minute.
Why did I drink so much?
Well, because you're a married man, you're out of town, and you're a cliche.
Shut up. Just drive, okay, Brian? Oh.
Hey, quiet. Shush. Keep it down. Just scare our passenger. Hey, Joey. Did you ever see one?
See what?
Dead guy.
Oh, no.
Come on!
No. One little peach ski. No,
forget
come on.
About it, Brian. I'm not looking at a dead guy. I didn't even like looking at Grandpa when he was napping.
I'm looking. Take over.
Oh, Brian, I can't even believe you're not even the least bit curious.
Look, I saw his picture in the paper. Long gray hair, gray beard, yellow teeth. I really doubt death is going to pretty him up.
Hey, Joey. I think you ought to check this out.
Oh, would you forget it, Brian? I'm not looking at Kingsbury's corpse.
Neither am I. Unless he's 4'10", in a sequin gown, and a really tasteful brooch.
Brian, no, I'm not going to do it. It's not going to work.
I'm serious, Joe. I'm serious. Hit the autopilot. I really, really think you ought to see this.
All right, there are two possibilities here. Either Harrison Kingsbury was a woman, or we've got the wrong body.
What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Can I just say something? I don't know if it'll help.
Yeah, what?
This is so your fault.
I told you, stop saying that.
Hey, it's not my fault! Hey, I was nowhere near the body. I was refueling the plane. You're the one who signed for Kingsbury.
Yeah, that's right. I did, and I have got the paperwork right here so I can prove this was not my fault. You see? Acknowledge receipt for the transfer of the body of Mrs. Pearl Nadelman.
If she's here, then right now Harrison Kingsbury is surrounded by a lot of people eating noodle kugel.
What are we going to do, Brian? We are in big trouble.
Oh, gee, you think?
Brian, they got laws against this. Body snatching. That's what this is. Body snatching. Brian, I can't go to prison. I hear they do bad things to people that wear shower slippers.
Stop, okay? Relax. I will call Miami Airport, and I will try to track down exactly what happened. Meanwhile, we're fine as long as no one knows.
Oh, you're back. How was the trip?
Fine. Miami, great city. One of the Dolphins.
Eleanor Kingsbury called. She wanted to know the moment you returned so she could send someone to pick up her father. I'll go tell her you're back.
No!
Is something wrong?
Wrong? Of course nothing's wrong. Why would anything be wrong?
We picked up the wrong body. That's what's wrong.
Oh, you're a rock. You are.
Oh, my God! How could you pick up the wrong body?
Long story, his fault.
Come on, babe, the Kingsburys will understand, right? I mean, they're people just like you and me.
No, they're people who squash people like you and me. Don't you remember what happened to Sconset Air?
What's Sconset Air? They had the counter here before us. They went out of business.
Yeah. And do you know why? Because they misplaced one of Eleanor Kingsbury's bags during the 11 minutes it took to find it. She had their bank loan called in, their line of credit revoked, and the owners were last seen making slushies at the Stop and Shop.
Wow. That was for losing a piece of luggage.
Hey, imagine what she'll do when she finds out we lost her daddy.
Oh, my gosh. It's Wilson Kingsbury. You mean Banana Head Kingsbury? Where? Hey, his head filled out. Remember when we were kids? He would not leave me alone. He was so weird and creepy with his sweaty hands and that whiny voice. Helen, how are you? I mean, how are you? Oh, God, don't let him see me.
Helen, how are you? I mean it, how are you?
Good to see you.
I guess you heard my grandfather die.
Yes, I'm very sorry to hear that.
It's very sad. Nothing can ease the pain. Not even the fact that I'm going to inherit $10.5 million.
Wilson Kingsbury. Well, I'm Helen's sister, Casey. Remember me?
No. Anyway, Helen, it's been so long. What's been up to?
Well, let's see. I got married,
Joe Hackett got married to Joe. I'm very married.
Well, not me. I'm still single. Single and looking.
Well, it's hard to believe somebody didn't just snap you up.
That's what Mother says.
Oh, I love mama's boys.
I am not a mama's boy.
Okay, okay. Didn't know that was going to be such a red flag. Banana head.
Anyway, Helen, this is going to be a pretty rough day for me. Yes. And I was wondering, would you mind going to Grandpapa's funeral? Sure would be nice to see a friendly face.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wilson. I won't be able to. Thanks.
Well, I know it's a lot to ask, and I know you didn't like me very much. That's okay. Nobody did. It's just that I always thought of you as a friend. Oh, well. Bye-bye.
Oh.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Oh, good. Then I'll see you at 4 o'clock up at the house, and thank you. I mean it. Thank you.
Oh, you can!
Can what?
Oh, man, I owe you.
All right. What do we owe? I won't pay anything.
Easy, Buttercup.
Everything's under control. Seems that Kingsbury's body showed up at the Nadelman funeral in Brooklyn. So I was just talking to a pilot buddy of mine. He said he could pick up Kingsbury, fly him back here, and then bring Pearl back. He said he can be up here in like 2 hours.
Oh, great. Oh, man. Well, you see, I knew everything would work out. Oh, and by the way, never call me Buttercup again.
What's going on? Did you find the body?
You're so excited.
Nervous.
Just relax. Everything is completely under control.
Oh, well, thank goodness, because Eleanor Kingsbury's chauffeur is outside. He wants the casket now.
Now.
You can't have it now. We don't have it now. Wait, it's not going to be here for 2 hours.
Wait. Okay, all right.
He wants a casket? We'll give him a casket.
Well, you can't give him that casket.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Because the viewing is at 4 o'clock.
Viewing? What are they viewing?
Him. It's an open casket.
Open casket? Oh, my God, Brian, what are we going to do?
I got no more ideas. I'm out of ideas.
Think. I got it. Okay. I saw this on the Twilight Zone once. All we have to do is stop time.
That's your idea?
Stop time? Well, I haven't heard anything from you.
Okay, you're a moron. There, you heard from me.
Oh, I'm a moron who lost the body.
I'm gonna bring that up.
Hey! Put yourselves together. We've got a job to do here. Where's the casket?
In there.
Show me. Now!
What are you doing, Faye? You got an idea?
Maybe this body will do. People look very different when they pass on. Kingsbury was a recluse. No one's seen him in years. Now, let's see what we've got here. Pop the hood. Well, this dame's not going to cut it.
This is bad. This is very bad. You work all your life to build a business, and you lose one lousy corpse, and it's all down the drain.
You know, from this picture, it's really hard to tell what this Kingsbury guy looks like.
Oh, Brian, would you put down the paper and help me think?
No, I mean, between the beard and the hair, you can hardly even see his face.
Brian, who cares? We need a plan.
I got a plan.
Get in the box, Joe.
What do you mean, get in the box? What are you, nuts, Faye? Tell him he's crazy.
Well, let's see. With the right foundation and the right wig and beard. Get in the box, Joe.
I'm not getting in the box.
Come on, it's only for a couple hours, and by that time, Kingsbury's body will be back here. I'll drive it over and we'll make the switch. Nobody has to know. Get in the box, Joe.
Oh, I don't want to get in the box. You get in the box.
Hey, my screw-up, I get in the box. Your screw-up, etiquette dictates, you get in the box.
Hey, wait a minute, what about her?
Substitution, Hackett in for Nadelman.
In the box, Joe.
No, there is no way I am getting in that box.
I can't believe I got in the box.
I want to thank you for coming again, Helen. It really means a lot.
That's okay, Wilson.
Oh, God, there he is.
Oh, look at us. We are walking right up to the body, aren't we?
Hello, Grandpapa. It's me, Wilson.
Wilson? I remember that dweeb. He used to have the hots for Helen.
Well, he looks peaceful.
Helen?
I just can't believe that he's gone.
There, there.
Oh, it's just so hard.
Wilson, what are you doing?
What's he doing?
Wilson, I told you, Joe and I are married.
Don't Joe. What's the big deal with Joe? Your hair smells so yummy.
Wilson.
Not to be such a tease. Come on.
Cut it out.
Oh! Ow! Lord. What did I do?
Ellen, you got a lot of explaining to do. Ellen, don't scream. It's me, Joe.
Miss, are you all right?
Are you kidding me? I'm just in shock. He's gone. There.
Joe, what are you doing in there?
Lost Kingsbury's body. Brian's bringing him.
No, what are you doing in the coffin?
What are you doing coming here with Wilson?
Oh, don't change the subject. What? You'll get your turn. Where's he going?
Madam, your stepmother has arrived.
Oh, wonderful. The grieving widow.
I came as soon as I could get a connecting flight from Vegas. Oh, why? Why did this have to happen to my husband, Harrison? He was only 92 and in such good health.
He was on his third heart.
Harry! No, too soon, Harry, too soon, no! No, Harry!
All right, honey, give the man some air.
Huh?
I mean, it looks like that you need some air.
But that's not off your face.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
It is a tragedy, and I don't know how I'm going to go on.
Hey, would you like to go bar hopping later?
There you are, dear.
Thank you. Enjoy the funeral. Hey, Kingsbury. Remember me, huh? Antonio Scarpacci? Cabby who drove you around all freaking day? What did I get for it? Well, bupkis. You stiffed me, you stiff. Hey, nice watch. In fact, that ought to just about cover your tab.
Cut it out, Antonio.
Next.
Joey, it's me, crying. I got Kingsbury out back. We'll make the switch outside before they go to the sanitary. We're all set.
Herman, tell my chauffeur not to bring my car around. I'll be riding with Father.
Uh-oh.
Brian, she's riding in the car. How are we going to make the switch?
Can't. You got to go through with it.
Brian, get me out of here.
Okay. Relax. I got an idea. Stay here. Antonio. Hey, great. Listen, I need you to give me a hand with something out in the car.
Huh? You know, for a dead guy, he's got one hell of a grip.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention? Thank you all for coming. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'd like a moment alone with my father.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Father, this is it. I'm never going to see you again, you horrible little man. I was loyal to you for all those years. I gave up everything for you. How could you even think of leaving all of it to that bimbo, you horny old goat? Well, at least I've spared you and the entire family from embarrassment. I was the one who sent you the poisoned cognac. So long, Father.
Not so fast! What's going on here? She killed me!
Hey, you're not my father! What do you do with my father? Somebody call the police!
Yeah, somebody call the police. And while you're at it, have them check out Harrison Kingsbury's bottle of cognac, the one she poisoned him with.
Oh!
Oh, great. You couldn't wait just 5 more minutes.
Next, Janet and Chrissy prove that while leisure suits may have gone out of style, short shorts never will. Stay tuned for Three's Company next, right here on Nick at Night.